Dixie, Trixie and the Soldier, or The Decline and Fall of Merry Old England. Chapter 10, Startling Disclosures.
They don't often get letters, which is a pity, because it's nice to get letters.
Perhaps it's because no one's written us any, suggests the Soldier,
always inclined to look on the bright side of things. Mostly she only gets bills, but one bright morning, when the sun is staring in through Mixie's lace curtains, the postman knocks.
Oh, sorry,
she apologises.
The bell's out of order.
He hands her two letters. Two brown window envelopes, without even any proper stamps on. One is addressed to Miss Marion Q. Honeysuckle. The other to Elvis Honeysuckle, Esquire.
Well,
mumbles Mixie.
I never.
Mixie doesn't usually open other people's letters, except when they're badly stuck down, like these are. Then her kettle does it for her. The first reads,
Dear Miss Honeysuckle, we are happy to inform you that following the inquiries received from your good self concerning the whereabouts, if any, of your son, Mr. Elvis Honeysuckle, extensive searches have shown that gentleman is currently living in lodgings at number 99 Acacia Avenue, Humpworth West, ZWX2QQ. Hoping this will be good news for you, we remain Squiggle B, Mrs. Area Manager, Waifs and Strays Department.
The other letter reads,
Dear Sir, we are required by law to inform you that as a result of extensive searches instigated some years ago by your mother, Miss Marion Q. Honeysuckle, she is currently living at number 99 Acacia Avenue, Humpworth, West, ZWX2QQ. Hoping this information will be good news for you, I remain, etc.
The signature was the same. Mixie reads both letters carefully, twice, compares the address given with her own, and is surprised to find they're the same. Stuffing them back in their envelopes, she lays the letters down on the coffee table for hers and Mrs. H's elevenses. By and by, she hears Marion's prim footsteps coming up the garden path.
There's a letter for you,
she says dryly when she comes in.
It's on the coffee table.
With the cauliflower in, goes over to the coffee table.
Well?
Mixie says, bringing in the coffee.
What do you say to that?
Her lodger has turned deathly pale, holds an unopened letter in her trembling hand.
Go on then, open it.
She does. Reads it. Slumps down in the rocking chair and bursts into tears.
So, that was all a big fib about your hubby being drowned at sea,
Mixie says, staring sternly at her.
You never had a hubby, and they weren't lost at sea, neither.
Mrs. H presses a lace handkerchief first to her eyes and then to her nose. For a moment, a thought flashes through Mixie's mind. Trixie couldn't have had anything to do with it, could he? She remembers what a lady killer he'd once been. Oh, but no, he wouldn't look twice at such a piece of cod.
And who, pray, is Mr. Elvis Honeysuckle?
Snoop,
sobs Marion, her life's tragedy unveiled.
Well, well, dear,
Mixie relents, patting her sinful lodger on the knee.
Some of us has hubbies, and some hasn't. and that's the long and short of it. Now, let's have our coffee before it gets cold.
But it's not as easy as that. Not for Marion Honeysuckle.
I'm such a guilty woman.
She sobs, taking out a second handkerchief. All her knitting for good causes has fallen down on the floor.
My father threw me out. Oh, how right he was.
Not at all,
says Mixie, sugaring her coffee.
He was a big pig.
The words dry up Marion's tears at the source.
Do you really think so?
She says, faintly.
Oh, how nice of you.
She smiles through her tears.
Had to have it adopted. But one foggy day they lost him in the park, and he ended up at Dr. Bernardo's.
She must have forgotten all about the investigation she'd started all those years ago. Just then, the soldier's voice is heard coming up the garden path, singing all things bright and beautiful. Oh, no.
Onward,
no, wait a minute. No, it was Onward, Christian Soldiers.
As to war. Come and get the cheeses at the company store. Left, right, marching onwards, that's what we are for. Says the sergeant major. That big bloody...
oh, I say, what's for tea?
Asks the soldier, breaking off his song. Ho! Oh, I see. What's up? Nothing wrong, I hope. He and Snoopy have been out on the common flying the red kite they'd been promised when they were delirious. It seems to him hours and hours have gone by, and he's surprised to find it's still only coffee time. Marion quickly dries her tears, and Mixie gets up.
Be a good fellow and go and find Snoopy,
Mixie says.
We've got something important to tell him.
The soldier isn't curious. Matters that don't concern him don't concern him. The sitting room door closes behind a bewildered Snoopy, who stands looking at his long-lost mum.
Hoping this information will be good news to you, I remain, etc. Well, Elvis dear?
Mixie encourages after reading his letter for him.
Aren't you going to give your mum a kiss?
Marion's warts, three hairs tremble with emotion. Carefully avoiding them, Snoopy obligingly kisses Mrs. H. on the forehead.
Now, Marion,
Mixie says again,
you kiss your son.
She's almost forgotten how, but pecks Snoopy on the cheek.
Oh, that's nice,
sighs Mixie, getting up.
Now, let's all celebrate.